We can go ahead and get it started. Great. Good afternoon again, everyone. I am so thankful that we are together. God has been good to all of us. He has kept us yet another week. And as I was driving back from Farmville on today, I just began to cry and just thankful. Thankful for how God is so kind to us and shows us grace and mercy. And I have a word of inspiration on today that I want to encourage you, because life can throw us so many curveballs, and those curveballs can be distracting, and you may even wonder, God, when is it going to stop? Well, I want the person that really needs to hear this message to don't stop pushing. This is your word. Don't stop pushing. Whether you are a single person, whether you're married, whether you're a mother, a father, husband, a wife, a caretaker, and the list goes on, you can be pulled in so many directions, whether it's home, whether it's business or family, you are being pulled. And while you are being pulled, some of you have been asking, God, how much more can I take? I'm tired. I'm tired mentally. I'm tired physically. I'm tired spiritually. But today I'm on assignment to tell you to don't stop pushing. And I remember a couple of years ago when my father had passed away, and I felt like all the air was literally sucked out of me. And one day while at home, I was having a conversation with the Lord, and he led me to journal my thoughts. And sometimes we need to just journal our thoughts and allow God to speak to us. And those journals can help us to go back and reflect on how good God has been. And as I began to journal my feelings, God spoke to me and said, don't stop pushing, Velma. So today he's reminded me to journal. And I've journaled something on today as well. But he said to me that while at that particular time, he says, I know what you're going through. I know that you're overwhelmed. I know that you feel like you're all alone and you're tired, but don't stop pushing. And I'm saying this to someone on this, who's on this call, whether you're on here now or whether you're going to listen to the replay, don't stop pushing. And then after he spoke those words to me, I began to pen the following words and the words that I needed to hear. And the words I'm going to share with you, and it's entitled, Tired of Pushing. Sometimes you get tired of pushing, pushing to move, pushing to smile, pushing to be social. And I think I might have shared this with you in the past as well. Pushing to pray. Yes, pushing to pray, pushing to keep a positive attitude, pushing to look like you've got it all together, pushing not to cry, pushing. You may even ask yourself the question, why am I pushing? No one cares if I stop pushing. Better yet, who will it hurt if I stop? I share these words with you because this has been me, and with all transparency, it's still me. And this is what I wrote down a couple of years ago. But I want to share this with you, and I want to encourage you to don't stop pushing. You matter. You are needed. You are important. You have purpose. You have influence. You are loved, and you can do this with God's help. If you're tired of pushing, well, keep pushing. I need for you to get this word in your spirit on today, and I pray that it will encourage you on today. Now, those were the words that I penned down, but I want to encourage you again to don't stop pushing, because your push is necessary. Let me share this illustration with you that I believe that I have shared in the past. And what it is that it's about me walking. Every now and then I would walk in my subdivision as a form of exercise. And when I first started walking, I would take the easy route. You know, I wouldn't try to do anything that was too hard. In other words, I would walk on level ground and no inclines. But as days would go by and I became stronger, I would push myself to go down in my subdivision that was fairly deep. It had a deep incline, at least for walking. And the incline was not easy. Understand that it was easy to go down, but trying to come back up, whew, it wore me out. And as I would walk up the incline, I would find myself struggling so much that I wanted to quit. Has anybody ever just wanted to quit because of your struggle? Thank you, God. Well, that's at that same time, I realized that I could not stop. And when the struggle is real, it gets hard. And I wanted to stop pushing. So I'm struggling up this incline, wanting to quit, but knowing I can't because I had to get home. So I didn't have a choice but to push. And as I was walking up, struggling, I remembered something that my high school coach, Miss Good, used to tell me. And that was, Velma, you are not built to quit. I need for you to keep pushing through the pain. She would say, push, Velma, push. You got this. You got this. And I'm telling somebody on today, push. I don't know who you are, but I'm saying to you, push. You put your name in front of it. Push, Velma, push. And I want to encourage you to push. You see, it's easy for us to concentrate on how tired and how weak we feel. But if we stay in that mindset, we will find ourselves defeated. So as I was walking up the incline, I had to change my thoughts in order to find the strength to keep going. And I needed to remind myself to breathe and to persevere, because as I was going up the incline, my legs was hurting. My breath wasn't right. I was breathing too hard. I wasn't breathing properly. And so as I was walking and I was telling myself to push through the pain, it will be worth it. So I would push through the pain of walking that incline. And one of the things I would do to help me through it was to count. Remember, I had to change my thoughts in order to find the strength to keep going. And I talked about that. So instead of focusing on the pain, what did I do? I began to count. And I would take my steps and I count 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And there was something about counting out loud that helped me to endure my push. And so today I want to encourage you to whatever hills you are climbing or will have to climb, don't stop counting. What do I mean by don't stop counting? Begin to speak the word of God over your life. Shift your thought pattern. Tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Speak the word of God. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And as you take each step, speak the word. He promised to never leave me nor forsake me. Keep climbing. I want to encourage you to keep pushing. And while you're pushing, speak the word over your life. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yet in all these things, I am more than a conqueror through him. What? Who loves me. Keep climbing and keep pushing, because it is during those difficult moments of walking up the incline that I develop strength as a walker. And the same is true in life. I want to encourage you. Learning to endure during a difficult walk or run is very similar to enduring through life struggles. If life was never difficult, we wouldn't have the opportunity to grow. I'm going to say that again. If life was never difficult, we wouldn't have the opportunity for growth. We must push through the frustration. It's hard, but we got to keep on pushing. Whether you got to count, you keep counting. We must push through our pain. Yes, it hurts, but we got to keep on counting. We got to keep on pushing. We must push through our disappointments in life, and there will be plenty of them. We must push through it. We must press through it. Just like I said earlier, sometimes you get tired of pushing. You get tired of pushing to move. You get tired of pushing to smile. You get tired of pushing to be social. You even get tired of pushing to pray and keeping a positive attitude. But we've got to keep on pushing. But I love how God's word reminds us through the scriptures to keep on pushing. You have to press. And I want to say to everyone who's listening, that you need to realize that there's a blessing in the pressing. You have to keep pressing. You have to keep pushing. Don't give up. I'm reminded of the scripture found over in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, where it says, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Push through it. There's a blessing in your pressing. Our struggles keep to help us to strengthen us, because James 1:2-4 says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So I want to encourage you on today to take courage and push through it. If you have to cry and scream, find you a place to cry and scream and get it out, but keep pushing. Don't you dare give up. Just like in the natural, when a woman is giving birth and the child's head begins to crown and the contraction seems to be unbearable, the woman can't stop pushing. Why? Because the doctor and the nurses are telling her, you can't stop pushing. The child has to come out. And I'm speaking to you on today. Thank you, Father. Don't stop pushing, because purpose is crowning and purpose has to come out. I don't know who I am speaking to on today, but I'm encouraging you and myself to don't stop pushing, because purpose is crowning and purpose has to come out. Don't stop pushing, because purpose is crowning and purpose has to come out. Remember Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Purpose has to come out. And I just want to encourage you. I can keep on going, but I'm going to end, because we have a lot to pray for. But I just want to encourage you to keep pressing, to keep pressing, to keep pushing, to keep counting, to keep standing on God's word, stand on Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. There's a blessing in the pressing. In the proper time, you're going to reap the harvest. You can't see it right now, but keep pushing. Giving up is not an option. I need you to understand, God needs you to keep pushing. People need you to keep pushing. We need you. Your struggles can draw you closer to God, but keep pushing and know that God will continue to bless you. He used so many people through their push. Imagine if someone had stopped pushing. Imagine if the saints of old would have stopped pushing. We would not be able to stand on those things that we read now in the word of God. Know that our steps are ordered by him. Our destiny tells us that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. But I want to encourage you today to keep pushing and don't stop and don't throw in the towel, but be encouraged, and you shall strengthen. God will strengthen your heart. I thank you for connecting. I'm thankful that you called in on today. I pray this was a word of encouragement for someone on today. And I just want to, at this time, spend some time in prayer, and let us transition into prayer at this time. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we worship you on today, because you are holy. You are powerful. You are almighty. You are a magnificent God. You are righteous. You are the great I am. And we say thank you on today. Father, we honor you for being the everlasting Father. We honor you for being Abba, Father. We honor you, God, for being the true and the living God. You've been amazing to us, and we glorify you, God. God, just today as I was driving, God, I began to think on your goodness, and God, tears began to run down my eyes and my face. And Father, I say thank you. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for shielding us. Thank you for making ways out of no way. Thank you for being Jehovah, whatever we need you to be. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides for us. And even when we don't know how ends are going to be made, God, you make ways, oh God, and you open up doors that only you can open. And God, we say thank you. We thank you, oh God, as a business. We thank you as individuals. God, we say thank you. God, you've been kind. God, you've been gracious towards us. Thank you for grace and mercies that we see every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We don't deserve it. But Daddy, we say thank you. Thank you because we have come short. But Father, you look beyond all of our faults, and you yet provide for us. You yet keep us. You yet cover us. And God, we say thank you. We don't want to ever take your love and your grace and your mercies for granted. God, we say thank you because life could be a different way. And God, we say thank you that we have use and activities of our limbs. We don't take it for granted, and that we have reasonable health. And even those who may have health struggles, God, it still could be a different way. And God, we just want to say thank you on today. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for all that you continue to do. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, oh God, if we've been selfish towards you. Forgive us, God, if we said something that was not pleasing before you. Forgive us, God, if we have not been obedient to the things that you've called us to do. Forgive us. Wash us, God. We want to get it right before you, God. God, we want to do the right thing, say the right thing, act the right way. Father, this is our prayer on today. Father, we honor you, God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and delighted in his ways. God, order our steps. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Order our steps in the name of Jesus. I pray that all of our steps are ordered by you, and that our heart and our mind will always respond, God, to your word, God, that we will be obedient to your directions, God. And when you lead us, that we will follow you, God, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, God, but may your will be done. You lead us and you direct us, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you will have your way, Father, in our lives. I also pray in the name of Jesus that we will choose the way of righteousness, oh God, even when we're with a path of judgment, oh God, that we will fulfill the things that you've called us to do, oh God, and that we will not allow others to dictate our lives, but we will allow you to dictate our lives, Father, that we will say yes to whatever it is, oh God, that you will have us say yes to. Now, God, we thank you. I pray for those who are struggling with the push. God, I pray, thank you, God, for those who are struggling, who are tired, who are weary, who are oh God, I pray, oh God, that you will give them the strength that they need, oh God, to keep pushing whatever it is that they're dealing with right now, to keep pushing and to stand on your word and to find scriptures, oh God, that they can read it, oh God, and recite, God, because our words have power. Father, let them not say the negative, but let them shift their words to the positive. This is my prayer. Let them shift their negative words to your promises. Yes, God, let them shift the negative words to whatever your promises says throughout the word. God, give them the word, oh God. Let them write the word down. Let them study the word and get it into their hearts, Father. Father, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you, oh God, for all that you have done, all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for your sons and daughters who feel overwhelmed with the cares of life, God. pushing through their frustrations, God, pushing through their pains, oh God, pushing through denials, pushing through rejection, God, pushing through lies, oh God, pushing through disappointments, God, pushing through negativity, yes, God, pushing through the unknown, God, pushing through their tears, those silent tears, pushing through their loss, God, pushing through whatever challenges they face, God, as you strengthen them to push through it, God, remind them to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. Their help comes from you who made the heavens and the earth. Thank you, God. Thank you for reminding them to push, oh God. Thank you, oh God. God, we thank you for strengthening them. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. God, we praise you and we honor you, oh God. We thank you for what you're going to do. Now, God, I even pray right now for the young children. I pray for our school system, God, in the name of Jesus. Here, God, in the Raleigh and the Wake County area, there has been so many threats with either children having guns in school or someone threatening to bring a gun to school, Father, and there's been cold reds, oh God, throughout the schools. Father, I come against the hand of the enemy and I plead the blood of Jesus upon every school system throughout this world right now, God. I pray, oh God, that you will stand the hand of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, God, that you will hear from heaven, that you will heal the land. And Father, I come in the name of Jesus, and many of us join together and we come and we seek you, oh God. Father, seeking you, asking, oh God, that you will intervene, oh God, that you will touch the hearts of those who are thinking evil, God, that you will heal their evil hearts, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, oh God, that you will touch them, oh God, that you will shield the children, oh God, from any hurt, harm, or danger. Shield the teachers, oh God, and all those who are working in there, God. I pray that you will allow your angels to be encamped around about, not only in the building, but even the perimeter of the building. That your warring angels, God, be around those perimeters, God, that even when the enemy tries to walk in, God, oh God, that you will give them a conviction, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, oh God. No weapon formed against our children will prosper. God, we decree this right now. No weapon formed against the children shall prosper. God, we speak this over their lives. No weapon formed against the children will prosper. Father, we come against death, oh God, and a premature death, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Now, God, I thank you for Pierce Insurance. I thank you for all that you are doing, oh God, and with this company. May you continue to order their steps, order our steps as employees. Oh God, help them to be all that you've called them to be. Help them to continue to be a light on the hill, Father, in the name of Jesus. May we continue to walk in with integrity. May we continue to be what you've called us to be, oh God, so that when they hear Pierce Insurance, people will say, oh, yes, that's a good company. I know who they are. May they see the light of you, Father, shining through us, God, even when we're talking to someone on the phone. May they feel your light, God, through the phone lines, God. May they see your light through us when we are going to new business calls and we're meeting people. May they see something special out of Pierce Insurance, God, and their employees. Father, we thank you. We thank you for everyone, oh God, who was insured with Pierce Insurance. Continue to cover them, continue to provide for them and order their steps, God. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.